Item number four is the fee for service agreements. Mr. Chairman, committee members, there are quite a few agreements with this item, so I'd ask that committee members look at it carefully and let me know if there are any contracts they need to abstain from recommending approval.
Any abstentions that need to be treated separately?
Yes. One. I'll abstain from column rehab.
Any others? Okay, it is so noted, and you guys can continue. Thank you.
So, Amy, I think you're up again.
This report is regarding our projections of several fee-for-service agreements we have over major areas of our system of care and levels of support. Within there, we have several of them listed, CCS, CSP, other SUD services that we provide for, and multiple vendors across all of those levels of care, listing out their current contract, the amount requested for 2022, and adjusted contract amounts in 2021 for comparison purposes. And if you have more specific questions about those financial dollars, Matt Fortman will assist me and take those questions and probably has even additional information to share with you about this report.
Yeah, thank you. So, Amy, just a little bit more context here. These are kind of supplemental requests. So usually in October or December, we come to the board with the following year contract approval amounts based on the volume and utilization we're seeing from those vendors at that time. Usually in the August cycle, we take another look at our utilization with vendors and identify vendors that are maybe in higher demand or utilizing services at a higher rate than we had anticipated in that initial approval 9 months earlier. So this is that group of vendors where maybe we're expanding CCS a little faster than anticipated 9 months ago. In other cases, utilizing other vendors just a little differently than we had expected. So wanting to stay ahead of that to maintain approval for the rest of the year so we can continue to provide these services and pay these vendors.
So, Matt, I'm just confused, maybe it's early, by the headings. So we got a current contract, and then the total amount for 2022 is in addition to the current contract, and that makes a total for 21.
Yep, and sorry, that is definitely confusing and could probably be described a little bit better. It's because the contracts are on a two-year cycle, so we're adding that 22 amount for the 21-22 contracts.
Okay. Thanks.
So the other piece of this, I know that we're part of our mission is to make sure that we invest in community services. Is this increase a response to that call for an increase in support in the community? We're talking about $9.8 million added to an original contract amount. That would seem to me to be an investment in community services.
Yeah, I mean, I can help Matt with this one. I mean, the idea here and the tremendous growth in community services over the last several years has been driven by CCS. This is where that growth comes. That we never know which provider a customer will choose as part of their individual recovery plan, and thus it's always tricky to decide where those dollars go. When we estimate with each budget year these significant growth of CCS, this is how it's realized actually and how we pay the vendors that our customers choose. So absolutely, this reflects people who are enrolled in our CCS program choosing services throughout our network, and thus we're covering those services as part of fee-for-service agreements through the CCS program. So yes, this definitely represents growth and utilization of community-based services across all of these providers. Again, we've mixed in CCS and some other services, but you know, these are fee-for-service contracts where people choose a service and we pay for them.
Yeah, so we have a case to say that we're responding to that call. So, Jody, will you handle the motions and because we have to do some separation here.
Tom, just
an extension.
Chairman, just one more question, and that is for Matt, I think. Just how does this affect our current budget? I mean, it is a big extra ask. Where do these dollars come from? Are they coming from our reserves? Just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. So these funds are all included in the budget or externally funded through Medicaid, like the CCS program is. So we may need to do a budget amendment later this year just to true up our budget with our actuals. But these, it'll be, a tax levy neutral adjustment with that increase in CCS expenses. We see an increase in CCS revenue.
Thank you.
The we're sort of having a discussion before the motion, but one question I know that with all the, and it's not part of this, but I'm wondering why it isn't part of this. The launch of the RSUD, Residential Substance Use Disorder Program, and I know that the county is sort of paying for the room and board piece of that, and there's always been. Seems to be an opportunity to have the state pick that up through a waiver structure. They have to be convinced to do that. CMS has always had a problem covering room and board, except in hospital environments and except in nursing home environments. But it seems to me this is one of those environments where room and board is sort of part of the treatment. And the case could easily be made that this service is very much like nursing home services. So is anybody working with the state to bend their thinking in this way?
Yeah, we fully agree with you. I think there's a lot of opportunity to include room and board costs, other social determinants of health and racial equity concepts in the state waiver. The state, I think the waiver is up for review in about a year and a half, so those conversations really need to start happening this fall. We have approached the state about some opportunities, especially in youth residential care settings. There hasn't been a lot of interest in some of our suggestions. Continue to reach out and identify the opportunities where we see them.
So very good. Now that that's off my chest, Jody, can you help us out here?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, committee members, can we get somebody to move a recommendation for Column Rehab Services?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I only heard one aye, but let's say opposed. No one. Abstaining. No one.
Mary.
Oh, yes, Mary. Mary abstaining. So it's unanimous except for Mary.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Okay, committee members, we need to make a recommendation for the balance of contracts and the report.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Very good. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous.